What did you expect would be the outcome when you play by their made-up rules? The deterioration of every government begins with the decay of the principles on which it was founded. Many of us have already heard Chris Hedges' quote, which states, "We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy." Well, how could it be otherwise when men despise the word of God? "Whoso despiseth the word of God shall be destroyed, but he, as a positive, that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." So, naturally, despising the Lord's will be an inverted outcome. In Mark 7:7-8, we see Jesus counseling against fault when he said, "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for the doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men." We can see that those admonitions that the Lord gave the American Christians have been completely ignored today. Consider as I lay down this premise what Alexander Hamilton, a major force and champion of the United States Constitution, stated during the conception of this country. "For my own part, I sincerely esteem it, the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests." Also consider Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, when he said, concerning the Constitution, "I am satisfied that it is as much the work of divine providence as any of the miracles recorded in the Old and New Testament." So here we see that these men believed our country was established by the divine, and this comes from just two of the 55 witnesses from the founding era of this country. Now let me propose a question to you, if you will. What if you were traveling from point A to point B and did not follow the instructions of a map to get you to your destination? That would be foolish, would it not? Yet this is exactly what politicians and the people of this country today are guilty of allowing. And the obvious results are that the country is way off course. What if, while playing some sort of game, you fail to follow the rules of that game? How could it be played? Not only that, but now you have allowed the instruction manual to be removed and have allowed others to make up rules outside of its original design and intended purpose. Again, I ask you, how could it be played out properly? How could there be a lawful winner and a loser? How much more when it comes to our representative and limited government and casting off the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution concerning our lawful rights and freedoms? If we remove the manual, the Word of God, and the founding documents, it will never come to the intended end for which it was designed or purposed. Now would it? So it is. We cannot give ourselves to changing the instruction manual and expect a lawful result. This must not happen, and yet, my friends, it has. Friends, what's at stake here is your God-given freedoms in contrast to the ill designing of man's insidious methods of cunning to enslave. These corrupt men of today have been allowed to take upon themselves the position of what belongs only to the Lord and its original inspired designers. And if replaced, which it currently has been, only works for them and what it is that they see fit for their own gain and control over your lives. Outside of the fact that the Christian church has departed from the authority of Scripture, one faith, it now has over 45,000 denominations worldwide. I believe that it's safe to say that they have now given their allegiance over to man in contrast to the Lord's directives found within His instruction manual, His Word. So goes the church, so goes the government. When it comes to the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on common law as a constitutional republic, man, having allowed the instruction manual of our forefathers to be replaced, has now become a democracy, which now has over revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to have a gubernatorial candidate for the state of Minnesota up with us in just a little bit per a request from one of our friends. And his name is Kendall Qualls, and so we're going to get to him in just a couple minutes here. Before we do that, I want to show you guys some things. And again, if you're listening through one of the affiliates, I'll paint the picture for you. You'll hear the audio. You'll get the point without the picture. That's it. And you guys all understand where I'm going to point my finger, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go there, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Schedules over there, stores over there. Everything you need is over there. Contributors are over there. And again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page. Also have BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. Social media platforms. And if you'd like to call in, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So without further ado, I just do want you to know that we follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Timothy 2:5, 1 Timothy 2:5. He's the mediator, one mediator between man and God. And we are to follow him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. Now, you all well know, friends, recently they pulled up Anthony Fauci, an individual that's been long overdue for justice. He has committed genocide after genocide, experimenting on kids. I can just go on and on. We've seen Rand Paul most recently pull him up for the very purpose of distracting the American people. Remember, Ron Paul's a part of the problem as well. Regardless of how you want to see it, folks, I'm just showing you the fruit on the tree, like it or not, because we see that the wicked fruit does not fall too far from the wicked tree, Matthew 7:16-20. We also know that the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, who's proud of the fact that he's the father of the vaccine, is also awarded Anthony Fauci for his crimes being committed against people on a worldwide basis. Also keep in mind, there's 30 million people less now in this earth as before the pandemic, and I'm talking about those that have taken the shot. Well, the mainstream media is going to continuously push folks crisis after crisis after crisis, and I want you to remember who's pushing the crisis, and I also want you to remember, friends, how many of these people that you're going to hear and see right now are no longer with us. Listen to this. During the pandemic, remember how the mainstream media went after those that didn't go along with the experimental death jabs? Yeah,
me too. You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period.
This is your media.
The only people that you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, but the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Oh, that's a Republican
governor.
Anyone
you came into contact with will blame you. As will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral.
This is your media, friends. Who are they going after?
It's the unvaccinated who are the
those that didn't go along. Understand who these useful idiots are.
To protect the unvaccinated folks.
They're there to push the agenda and the narrative of corporate America. In this case, it was the pharmaceutical companies.
For the sins of the unvaccinated people.
They made a moral argument, for those of you who don't remember. It was a moral argument that you were a bad person.
Are not behaving honorably. The unvaccinated are basically saying, well, it's open season.
You have
for
the crook saying that you're not,
as well.
You're not acting
the
honorably.
The unvaccinated are basically beating their breasts, running around the country saying, we don't care, we're living free, and so forth.
How utterly un-American to go live free.
Patient. But our patience is wearing thin.
The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off.
The vaccinated feel the unvaccinated are making me upset or angry.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
The other day, Howard Stern weighed in with a much different approach. Take a look.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated? Their freedom.
Who are they?
You're treading on our freedom, and you're making other people.
Hey, friends, I got a question for you while you're watching and hearing this. Who are these people working for? The pharmaceutical companies. Those that are pulling their strings.
Anti-vaxxers are not just putting their own lives at risk. If that was the issue, we could just say that we can watch them compete to win Placer's show in the Darwin Awards.
By the way, just so you, in case you didn't know, the original definition for the word terrorism, Oxford's Old English, is government by intimidation. What do you see these useful idiots doing? What narrative are they pushing? Who are they working for? I don't think it gets any more plainer than the nose on your face, people.
He almost got that all the way out. It sounded good. I bet it looked good on the teleprompter.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society. And
yes. That's a communist slogan.
That they can do their own research. And don't get me started on the lunatics who won't take any of the COVID vaccines.
Life is too short to be an ass. Life is way too
this
short
is Neil Cavado.
To be of the
they're all working
of
for the same people, accusing
people
those that didn't go along with the narrative as the problem.
You've seen MSNBC,
you see
CBS,
this?
ABC, NBC,
all together.
Fox News. They're all in on this game.
Exactly.
Anybody who thinks that you can go to these things now just because they're cheering on our guys, it should remind you.
Yeah, it's a uniparty system, folks, working for corporate America.
Because you're disconnected or disorganized. Maybe you have some sympathetic psychological reasons. But maybe you're just being antisocial.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking
at
the
is this a government by intimidation? You better bet your bottom dollar, folks.
At driving while intoxicated.
We're going to see, and I've said, almost two types of America.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Pointing back to the unvaccinated who
these are
really
the kind of people you're dealing with, folks.
Country.
They're dangerous.
Every
they're criminals.
That we are
there's definitely a criminal element to all of this. Isaiah 28, verse 18.
Prevented.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And
No, just the opposite is true. As we all know, the opposite is true. But again, I'm just laying out there, friends. These are the same people, the same useful idiots that never got the shot, that claimed they got the shot, that were driving the narrative on the behalf of the pharmaceutical companies, only to drive them to the end of their lives on this earth as we know it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with our friend Kendall Qualls, running for the governorship of the state of Minnesota. We'll see what he has to say. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content, yes, you, to spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. Changed my life.
It's all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It's opened so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
From other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Dave Krieger, host of the Krieger Files and station manager of WEAG-FM serving Stark, Florida and surrounding areas. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio is a regular feature on this radio station as Bradley's ministry has touched tens of thousands of people who need to know the truth and know the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for that and Bradley Dean, we are thankful. Keep up the Lord's work, my friend.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to have a guest on here, Kendall Qualls. He is the gubernatorial candidate for the state of Minnesota. This guy served 5 years in the Army. I've always said we need, because I come from a military family, we need veterans in office. Because they're the ones that are going to avoid the war, friends, because they understand war. They're not going to be talking about war. They're not going to be empowering the war hawks, and they're not going to be empowering military-industrial complex. You understand. He's also a 30-year business career, Kendall does, founded Take Charge, nonprofit to promote marriage and family in the urban minority families. He won the endorsement for the governor at Minnesota State GOP convention in May. So without further ado, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Kendall. How are you, my friend? And I'm trying to do my best to pull you up. There you are.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bradley, good to...
Yeah, are we in a
good... Good to be here. Glad to...
Go ahead.
No, glad to be here. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah. So you say the urban area. I'm kind of curious because you're new to me. I've seen you around, Kendall, but I am curious to know when you're talking about the urban area, are you talking Minneapolis, are you talking St. Paul, or other parts of the country?
No, actually, it's Minneapolis. And what we've done, because the attention of what we're doing has gotten national attention, and we've been doing marriage workshops across the country in a lot of black communities in the inner cities.
Okay, so when you say inner cities, namely Minneapolis, what area? I'm curious, Kendall.
So North Minneapolis primarily, and parts of South Minneapolis.
Okay, because I'm saying that for the very reason that I lived on 11th and Queen, and then I also was raised up in North Minneapolis in that particular area. Also in South Minneapolis, 1800 Chicago South. So I moved 37 times, so I know like the city and the state like the back of my hand. So I was just curious, than curiosity to understand exactly where you're at. So Kendall, I had a friend call me up and say, hey, listen, you need to get Kendall on the show. I said, what's up with Kendall? I said, I've seen him. I know that he was also nominated. And in the process, I said, what does he have to offer that everybody else is offering? Because one of the things, Kendall, that I seen, it really bothers me tremendously, is the fact that you see others that are running for the office of the governorship in the state of Minnesota now. They're talking about what they'll do for the people, but yet they've been there for a long time and they didn't do it for the people when they had the time to do it for the people. So what's the difference between them and what it is that you have to offer the people of the state of Minnesota?
Well, that's exactly it, Bradley. You know what? We have politicians in this state that have been running over and over again, and we'll sign up a new legislature and put them up for governor, but we haven't won in 20 years. And so at the end of the day, we need something different, an outsider, business leader, and someone's not afraid to say that they love God, love the country, and give back the basics.
Amen. Well, I obviously agree with that. And again, I'm just going to play the devil's advocate, if you don't mind, because we hear that from all of the said representatives. And I'll tell you what, one of the things that I have been doing over the last 12 years is getting dirty with the politicians and holding them accountable to the to their sworn oaths. And again, what happens is they promise the people the world, you know. In other words, they promise that they're going to uphold the laws, the enumerated laws found within the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But yet I see what happens when they get there. They begin to transition to become a part of the problem rather than actually becoming a representative of the law that they swore to uphold. So in saying that, I see so much going on down there, and I see a lot of these politicians just playing the same game again and again, telling the people what it is that they want to hear. And I do understand that you're an outsider, but I'll tell you something, guy. What we need is we need justice. And over the last how many years, we see that it's accumulated to up to $30 billion of fraud. We see a governor right now who's not been voted in by the people, and you're not going to convince me that he was voted in by the people, Kendall, but he was installed to do exactly what he's doing now, but he's under over 60 open investigations, and he has yet to be prosecuted. And it's not just Tim Walz. It's also Ellison. It's also Amy Klobuchar. It's also Frey. It's also Ilhan Omar. I mean, the house needs to be cleaned up, and we need someone that's going to actually go in there and understand that justice guards our liberties, because without justice, Kendall, and I'm sure you know this, we're not going to have a future and a hope for our children in any sense of the word. What say you?
Well, again, another reason I'm running, and in fact, what I tell people, one of the main reasons I'm doing this, when they tell you they're a socialist and a Marxist, believe them. They're anti-capitalist, they're anti-American, and they're anti-God. Their religion is their ideology and is what they believe in. Their moral compass is not the same as ours.
Right. So, but let me ask you.
We need political outsiders. We need political outsiders to do this. Because everything you mentioned, everything that's happened wrong in this state, has been signed off by Republicans on these ominous bills that funded the fraud and funded everything.
Yep. So in saying that then, Kendall, in acknowledging the obvious here. So when we're talking about communists and we're talking about socialists, did those individuals, because I want to break this down, I always have to go to this conversation and I always need to make these points, but do those Republicans, do they swear to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within with their hand on the Bible the same way that we have been taught that there's a left that does the same thing? Because when we're talking about the right-left paradigm, it's not constitutional, number one, because we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But when we're talking about socialists and those that are actually transgressing the laws that they swore to uphold, doesn't that make them, according to law, criminals? And shouldn't they have to be held accountable for the crimes that they then commit?
Absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, we have to win. We haven't won in 20 years.
Okay.
And as soon as I win this primary, I'm going to be focusing on getting our own trifecta in the state. Most people will be shocked when they learn that the Senate in Minnesota, the Democrats only have a one-seat majority. In the House, we're tied. We're the closest we've ever been to getting our own trifecta since 1969. And when we do that, we're going to make sure we're going to hold these people accountable.
Okay, but you know, like, for let's just go back just a couple months here. We had Ben Davis, representative out of Brainerd, Minnesota, actually drop the articles of impeachment against Walz and Ellison, along with Mike Weiner, another representative from this area over here. And it was actually the said Republicans, if you want to play that game, which doesn't exist, once again, constitutionally, but it was actually the said Republicans that didn't get behind the articles of impeachment. Why do you suppose that was, Kendall?
Well, I know both of those men. They're good men. They're good, godly men. And they're frustrated because of that, what you just mentioned. This is why we need to clean house. We have rhino Republicans in this state. And one of them is my opponent. She didn't get the endorsement from the Republican Party. She didn't get the endorsement from the president. The only endorsement she's gotten is from the guy who is the publisher or the owner of the Star Tribune. And it is the New York Times of our upper Midwest region.
Yeah, they call it the Red Star here in the state of Minnesota. Basically equating that or defining that out to be a communist outlet, which there's no question that they are in fact accomplices to the crimes of those that are conspiring against the people in this state. There's no question about it. Now, Kendall, I do have a hard break coming up on me in a second here, and I don't mean to gobble up your time, but Guy, I'm telling you what, the people of this state and the people in the United States of America are sick and tired of lip service. They don't want to hear about what people are going to do. They just want people to do what they swore their work, you know, what they were going to do. And so that's what I want to come back to. But what I'll do on the other side of this break, if you want to hold over for one more segment, are you available for that?
I am.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll just go ahead and let you loose and just talk about what it is exactly that you want to bring change to. So with that said, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, my friend. I'm going to take Bev real quick. Hey, Bev, can we make it real quick? You got about 1 minute. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
I want to know if you plan on doing this. I'll say that.
Right.
And then when it comes, nobody does nothing.
Yeah. Bev is saying from Wisconsin, she wants to ask Kendall the question, and that's what I'm proposing right now. Are you going to fulfill your promises? Because the people are tired, as I just said a moment ago, of empty words, clouds without rain, per se. So what we'll do is we'll come back on the end of the hard break here, Bev, and we'll ask him that question from you. And again, I totally appreciate your phone call. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also check us out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in and question Kendall, now's the time to do it. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at libertysentinel.org. That's libertysentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're talking with gubernatorial candidate Kendall Qualls. And Kendall, I want to throw something at you really quick, guy. We have you?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Kendall, so we have in front of us right now, Alpha News just reported, court files revealed disturbing details of child sex offender pardoned by Walls Ellison before deportation. What are your thoughts on that?
This is what one of the reasons I got in. When I tell people, look, God expects his people to stand up against evil. And what's been happening in our state is evil. And that pardon is just one of a series of examples.
It absolutely is. I think it's very telling because not only that, Kendall, but also on top of that, we see some said conservative outlets also highlighting that transgender dolls are to be available for Minnesota school children as young as 4 years old under walls. And if that doesn't tell us who he is, I don't know how much more telling it needs to become, but I'll tell you what, Guy, we're definitely in it. And one more for you. You also seen, I don't know if her name is Kaoli, said mayor from St. Paul, who was bragging about the fact that she was an illegal, who was, again, mysteriously installed to be the mayor of St. Paul. She is now under investigation for sexual harassment. So let's just give you the scenario. Let's say that you have been put into office now and you're in charge. How are you going to respond to what it is that you see all around you when it comes to what's going on at the Capitol in Minnesota?
This is Leadership 101, and it's called accountability. And right now, what we have, we've had two different systems. Everyone is held accountable if you're a regular citizen. But if you're in politics or you're in a privileged class, nothing is done. Those days are over. And we're going to start doing accountability, investigations, and holding people accountable. There's been no one fired for that fraud.
Yep.
And that's the first thing that'll happen.
Amen. Well, I think it needs to go beyond that. I mean, we can talk about impeachment and prosecution, which we have provision given unto us by our forefathers. We need to go further than just they've been fired or they resigned. No, they need to be held accountable to the very laws that they have transgressed because they do it over and over.
That's what accountability means.
Amen.
That's exactly what accountability
means. Yep, and I understand.
Legal responsibility.
Yep, amen. Well, and we're totally in total agreement there. I'm curious, what has been the response of your campaign across the state, Kendall? Because from what I'm hearing, it's been pretty favorable.
It's very strong, actually, Bradley. So my wife and I, who, by the way, who joins me a lot of these things, we've been married for 40 years.
Congrats.
We've raised five kids together.
Good job.
Homeschooled them. We adopted one of them. I can't remember which one because I love them all the same. We just got back from Becker County Fair, drove down to Jackson County Fair, and the receptivity, can people know that we're there? They're waiting for us just to take a photo, to take a picture, they want an autograph. And they're just so honored. I said, no, I'm honored. I'm
Amen.
Humbled and honored.
Amen.
And I'm going to be your champion for righteousness in St. Paul.
Amen. Well, if that is, in fact, what happens where you win the candidacy here, my friend, we're going to hold you to it. I do have another call online. The first call was from Bev from Wisconsin, and I already proposed that question. You know, are you going to do anything different than, you know, just promise us something and then leave them without fulfillment? So you already answered that. But Margie's also calling in and asking, in stating, actually, she said Donald Trump is down 31% approval rating. She's asking, is Kendall going to follow Trump into the abyss?
You know what? I've been a Republican since I was 18. I'm my own man. And look, I'm growing up in Harlem, New York, and then living with my dad in a trailer park in Oklahoma. I got a chance to see what Democrat policies do to people's lives. They destroy them. And I've been a Republican since I was 18. I didn't know any Republicans. But I charted my own life, and now I've got a ton of Republican friends. God bless them. God love them. And we're going to convert a lot more people in the middle to what we believe in. It was called old-fashioned Americanism.
Amen. Amen. Well, I got a similar testimony, it sounds like, with you, Kendall. I'm also, you know, in saying that, I'm also curious to ask you what it is that you have found within your own camp. Have you found that you have some upright individuals? Because I know a handful of them in, you know, that are part of representing the people in the state of Minnesota. Outside of that, I see a lot of those that promise what they don't fulfill, or, you know, they say one thing that they're in support of you, but they're actually sniding or biting you in the back when you turn around. What is that like for you? Is that an eye opener? Is that the reality in what you're seeing? Is that you can trust few, so on and so forth, as you move forward? Or what does that look like?
Yeah, the thing with the world of politics, which I have never been in and never wanted to be, what I learned here quickly is this. You know, people say that politics bring out the worst in people, and they're wrong. What it does, it reveals the true character of people. And that's what I found, is that those that are sticking with me, they're sticking with me despite where the crowd is going. They don't, because right now the political establishment don't want me there because they can't control me.
Exactly. That's the worst enemies that they could actually create, and they've created a whole mess of them. That's exactly right. If I can too, Kendall, it's interesting. I heard a preacher one time say, you know, you can't deliver the fire until you endure the flame. And that's exactly it. It's enduring the flame and bringing the fire. And I think that's what you're saying here. I was going to ask you too, do you feel on a spiritual level, do you feel that you're ordained, you're called in being led by the Spirit of God right now to the position that you seek?
Absolutely on this one. This is no doubt. This is one of these things. I never saw this in my entire life. When you understand, when you have a relationship with God, doors open, doors close, and the only way things happen like this, they're God ordained. And so my wife and I both are following, being obedient to this call. And the response around the state has been that felt the anointing of this. And what's going to happen when we do win, it's going to be a God-delivered victory for our state.
Amen. Well, listen, only you can answer that, and I appreciate that. I was going to say, you do realize that when David was called to be the king, he was out in the sheep cot taking care of sheep. And in the process of doing so, we'll also remember he took out a bear and a lion. And then when we go fast forward to 1 Samuel 17, it's also interesting to note that he saw his king that he admired and honored, along with the army of Israel, allowing a Goliath to defy the armies of the living God. And here comes little David. But here again, the point that I want to make with you, Kendall, is that when the Lord anointed him as the king, Isaiah 10:27, it's also interesting to note that he didn't give him the throne, my friend. He gave him a Goliath first. And that is where you're at, and those are the stages that you're in right now. And it's interesting. I'm looking up, and I'm seeing the lines light up. I got another question for you. Does Kendall consider himself a Zionist? That's Linda from Minnesota.
No. I consider myself a Christian.
Amen. Amen.
And that comes first. The American citizen is proud to be of and all that, so... That's my identity.
Okay, one more question for you. We got you for about two more minutes, Kendall. Who's your counterpart? Who's going to be your lieutenant governor if you should win?
Yeah, his name is Brian Nicholson. He's another guy from outside of politics. He was CEO of a construction company, serial entrepreneur, Christian man, family man, all that. But I wanted someone outside of politics because we have a turnaround operation for our state. And we do have an advisory board of people, retired legislators. But the guys that are on hands on deck are outsiders.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'm giving you to the people, and it's for the people to decide. I got you for about 30 more seconds. How would you like to conclude here, my friend?
Well, it's very simple. You know what? I feel this is a God-delivered victory for us. I am honored to serve, and I want people to know they can go to my website, kqformn.com. That's kqformn.com. and check out our contract with Minnesota.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, Kendall, best of luck, my friend. And, yeah, maybe we'll have you on again once things start to get a little bit hotter than what they are right now. And so I appreciate your time. And, again, good luck in your endeavors.
And last thing I want to say, if I can, the last line of our national anthem, home of the free, land of the brave, home of the free, we need to start acting like it.
Amen. I totally agree.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I totally agree. Bob, you got about a minute, my friend. It's all yours. Bob from Texas, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
I wish I would have gotten through the first sentence of U.S. law. By laws of nature and nature's God, no human law should be covered by contradiction.
Got a hard break, Bob. Got a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Again, folks, we just had Kendall Quails for governor online with us. What are your thoughts? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Well, hey guys, what are your thoughts? You know, I mean, it's got to suck to be a spectator, right? My goodness. You know, somebody just said to me, you know, he left some of your questions only partially answered. I've been doing this long enough. Let me start over there. When you do radio, you have short dead time. You only have like 2 seconds of downtime, and then what it'll do is set off an alarm. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But with me, I don't need the alarm because I can just keep going. But when you when you're talking to people, you can sense when they're done. And my friend just said, you know, it seems like he only partially answered the questions. Well, I'm just here to say to you, that's all he had to answer with. I mean, you can't give what you ain't got. Now, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to go after the guy because he may have the right heart. You just never know. And to say that, we'll see what happens here. Someone else asked, well, what happened to Mike Lindell? Listen, guys, I'm a preacher first and foremost, and my objective here is to vet people in front of the people. And in the process of doing that is using the Constitution, which is premised upon the Word of God, and asking them questions. Now, if you were to ask me my personal opinion, I'd give it. But outside of that, folks, I'm giving everybody an opportunity to speak for themselves. And that's what I try to do here. Especially people have to realize, and let me say it that way, yeah. People need to realize I have a limited time. So they have a limited time to answer. So I'm saying two different things here. But in this particular case, I think he answered to what he knew as to how to answer the questions that I was proposing to him. Some people might even say, well, Bradley, you're kind of rough on him. Listen, I'm sick and tired of politicians saying what people need to hear. So I'm just going right for the juggler. And I'm speaking metaphorically speaking here, friends, because I am tired of it. They say one thing, and I've seen it on a personal level. I've had people at the studio, several of them, where they come around, they promise you the world, they're going to do their job, right? And then they get into office and they turn into the bad guy and they leave off what they promised that they would do. Oh, I see it all the time. Matter of fact, folks, do you want to see it for yourself? Look at every single representative, said representative in this country. And you tell me if they're sailing the very rights that God has given us, operating out of their scope of authority through operating in a power that's foreign to the U.S. Constitution, in contrast, because we didn't give them that delegated authority to do it, then you understand that they're working against you. That is a majority of the people, regardless if they, through omission, advertently do it or inadvertently do it, or they just blatantly attack you. Folks, I'd rather have my enemy attack me. At least that way I know where they're at, right? But when they get in there and they play the good guy and they go to sleep and they become a fraternizer or a diplomat with the enemy, those are the worst kind of enemies you can have. And if you look at Scripture, 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, that's exactly what Scripture teaches us, friends. You know, the Bible says that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares, Matthew 13, 25. Well, guess what, Americans? They're sowing tares while you have your eyes wide open. You're in a spiritual slumber. So anyways, in saying that, I just want to make clear my position because even people ask me about Mike. It's like, I have no idea what he's doing. I mean, I'm just doing my best to get him up and let people decide for themselves as to who we are and let him identify and share with us as to who he is. I'm not here to bend or break someone's arm or to twist somebody's arm to make them do something that I want them to do. But I'll tell you this, if they get into office and they act in a way that's unlawful, that's where we need to get in and start twisting some arms, spiritually speaking, folks. And that's no joke. And so anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there. And again, one of my friends had asked me, would you throw him up there with you really quick? And I seen him out there. I've noticed a lot of favor. I'd like to get Lisa DeMunt on here as well and ask some real questions because I can instantly tell how they answer questions or their talking points. I can instantly tell you if they're educated constitutionally or not. And folks, for those that have been listening to me for years, just give me even attorneys, constitutional attorneys on this show. Recollect, if you could, one guest that we've had on this show that's involved in politics or they are attorneys, constitutional attorneys, that are not playing along with the game that's proposed, the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Which one of them hasn't played the right-left divide-and-conquer paradigm? Which one? Every single one of them. And as long as they're playing by those made-up rules, we're going to continuously lose. Every single time, we're going to continuously lose because they're playing on a board that is not who we are as a people. They're not playing from the position of the United States Constitution, that we are a constitutional republic. Nope. They're playing by the talking points that are thrown down by the CIA operatives on the top to confuse the people, to divide the people. And again, every time without fail, we lose, don't we? Yep. And why is that? Because people don't take the time to be educated. That's why I always ask, why are you talking about the right left? Why are you talking about Republicans and Democrats when they don't exist? It confounds them. It freezes them up. But yet what happens is they'll have them on the show. They'll go back in, go to the floor again. They'll have some sort of debate, and they're talking about the same things all over again. And then they wonder why they keep losing the game. They're not playing by the constitutional rules in which our forefathers gave us, people. That's all I'm simply trying to say. For the sake of time, I did start out the show highlighting for 5 minutes all of the mainstream media, including Fox, which is no different in this uniparty system, accusing people that didn't go along to take the experimental death jabs as the problem. They all accused those that didn't go along with themselves as the problem, and they blatantly said it. 30 million people are no longer here walking this earth with us, friends, because they took their advice. They are accomplices in the crime. Now, I wanted to segue and actually bring it together concerning a point that I think is advantageous for everybody to understand, and you need to understand it, and it is just this. You see all the protests going on with these flock cameras. You see all over the country where you're seeing individuals stopping on the side of the road, or if they're not driving over those cameras, they're actually cutting down the poles that the cameras are on. Why? Because it is another level of intrusive. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but it's another level of intrusive what? Surveillance of the American people. It's not aimed at the, America's enemies. It's aimed at their political opposition, just like I told you it was going to be. My goodness, go back 25 years, people, and listen to the shows. Tell us where we've led you astray, please. How many times on this show have I turned around and said, if only the people would listen when it said? Now what's happening? People are in the corner again. Now they're responding accordingly. Why? Because it's now coming to their front door, literally. Well, guess what's happening, friends? Did you know that the CEO of Flock is now calling the American deflockers, those that don't go along with their illegal surveillance system of the American people, modeled after the Chinese social credit system? Isn't it interesting how he's calling you domestic terrorists? This is important. Check this out.
There's terroristic organizations like DFLOC whose primary motivation is chaos. They are closer to Antifa than they are anything else. But to your point, we have really three broad buckets of technology. We have devices that detect evidence. So, you know, we mentioned a camera that focuses on car. We have cameras that focus on people. We have gunshot detection. That's really like things that capture that evidence. And then we have AI that decodes it. So one of the problems that we create unintentionally is, well, if you have 100 license plate readers, you now have a lot of information. How do you decode that with AI? And so we have a product we call Freeform that allows you to type in English language heuristics, something like, I'm looking for a Ford F-150 from the 1990s with a racing stripe and rust on the front. And we'll find that car. And then we have a third bucket of software and hardware that is really how you deliver.
So the question that I need to propose to you, friends, is he's already called deflockers, those that are not going along with this illegal surveillance system. He's already called them domestic terrorists. That would be the American people that are standing up all over the country and saying, none of this. Enough is enough. What did he do? He said the same thing they said after September 11th. If you're not for us, you're against us. If you're not for us, then you're for the terrorists. So what does government do? What does corrupt government do? They always use crime as the excuse to bring in more control. Folks, who brought in the illegals more than the federal and state government, the presidents, the senators, the mayors through their mayor compacts, the governors throughout the state of the United States of America, who's allured the illegals in on welfare? That means they stole our money to allure them in. They did. And then what comes with them? Their culture and their crime. So what do? They say behind that, you know what? We need to bring in more surveillance to protect the people. Wait a second. These are the same criminal politicians that failed to prosecute the criminals themselves, and now they're using it as an excuse to what? Tighten the noose over the American people by saying, we need to protect the people by bringing in the surveillance. Nope. They created the problem, and what they do publicly behind that is they play the problem solver. Americans, when are you going to figure this out? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.